Hello, everybody. Welcome to week two here, Locker Room Chat. Frankfurt Wildcats boys with head coach Adam Schreiner here again of the Frankfurt boys. Locker Room Chat's week two here continuing. I'm Crennan Prophet. This Locker Room Chat brought to you by Winklin Oil Company, Blue Valley Technologies, First National Bank, Frankfurt, and Community Healthcare System. And coach, you're off to a good start. 2-1 start the year. You played Lourdes Central Catholic. You won of a score of 48-23, and then you took a loss to Pawnee City. But last night, winning against Wabunsee at the Wabunsee tournament, you won 49-46, so a close game there. You had some good scores for yourself. Wes Anderson with 14 points, Lane Loizo 12, Carter Olson with 10, Ty Smith with 6. So great point production, of course, on the underneath, on down the outside of the perimeter, kind of just getting it all done. But also, again, we'll talk a little bit more as things go on here about that Wabunsee tournament. But first off, real quick, let's talk about the start of the season so far, coach. How do you feel about it? How's that offense clicking? And what's getting you these wins so far?
Yeah, well, so far I would say I'm very pleased defensively on how the kids are reacting to different things that they've seen. I mean, we've seen quite a different aspects from different teams, and defensively the kids have really locked in, and quite honestly we haven't spent as much time on it as we should, but through the kids' hard work and their effort and communication, they seem to be playing pretty dang well defensively. Offensively, we kind of sputter at times. We're trying to find different units and lineups that will get things flowing a little bit better. We've definitely left some points out there, so there's more there for us to take, but I think we need to cherish the ball a little bit more. We got a little loose with it, but overall, I mean, we're 3 games in and 7 practices in, so I would say we're kind of where I thought we would be, and a lot of room to improve, but happy with what we've adjusted to so far.
Well, coach, you kind of tell me about this Wabunsee tournament that you're in right now. Again, you've already beaten Wabunsee. You're next up to opponents Northern Heights and Manhattan Chief. That will be on Thursday against Northern Heights. That's tomorrow. And then on Friday, Manhattan Chief. So just kind of walk me through both of those games, coach.
Yeah, don't know much about them yet. Just honestly got some film a little bit ago, so we'll kind of break that down. But I know Northern Heights brings back a lot of experience from last year. They were a very youthful team last year, so bring back 3 or 4 starters that were young. So, I mean, anytime you bring back starters, that experience starts to pay off down the road, even though they might take some lumps when they're younger. So I expect Northern Heights to be, you know, very competitive, and what they try to do with this, it looks like maybe a 3-2 zone. And, you know, they've already played Onega and played them very tough, so anytime you can play a school from the TVL tough, you know you have some sort of grit and fight in you. So we expect a good competition from Northern Heights. And then Manhattan Chief, I mean, they seem to reload and get good kids in there every year, so they also return quite a bit. So I expect 2 tough games for us that'll help us down the road.
Yeah, Onega, you bring a mention that game. That will be next Friday. We'll have that, and we'll talk a little bit more on next Wednesday about it. But, coach, again, the great start of the season so far. You got great kids out there on the court competing well. And what does it take for a group like this to, again, not only have some early season success, but what would it mean for these group of guys to come out of this tournament number one and then kind of maybe build upon that momentum as the year goes on?
Oh, absolutely. I think anytime you have limited practices and then you can still come out and compete at a level that keeps you in games and a chance to win them, I mean, that only sets yourself up to succeed later on down the road. So I think for us to accomplish that, we just have to have the belief and trust in each other to go out and make those plays. I mean, there's definitely a lot of potential with this group, but it's one thing for me to see it and others to see it. It's another thing for the kids to see it and believe in themselves to go accomplish it. And that's kind of our job as coaches, is to continue to instill that belief in each other. And I really do think that we can take these early season tests and utilize them down the road.
Well, the Frankfurt Wildcats boys, again, set tomorrow to take on Northern Heights in the Wabunsee tournament. They've already beaten Wabunsee, so 1-0 in the tournament play so far. And also Manhattan Chief on Friday. Coach, good luck on both of those games.
Appreciate it and appreciate the coverage. Thank you.
Again, this weekly coaches show being brought to you by Winklin Oil Company, Blue Valley Technologies, First National Bank Frankfurt, and Community Healthcare System.